SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Today I'm joined by Jodie Payton from Hoyts Group to talk about their recent announcement partnering with the Australian Film, Television and Radio School, also known as AFTERS. Jodie, welcome to NITV Radio and thanks so much for joining me today. Firstly, can you just do a quick introduction and talk about your role within the Hoyts Group?
So my name's Jodie Payton. I am the Chief People Officer for the Hoyts Group. Our cinemas, we've got coming up to 60 cinemas in Australia and New Zealand. And we've also got the Val Morgan arm of our business, which is advertising through cinema, outdoor and digital channels.
And recently, Hoyts has announced its partnership with AFTERS, the Australian Film, Television and Radio School, to support First Nations students in the film and broadcast sectors. This is a really great initiative. And do you mind talking to us more about the Hoyts Group First Nations Scholarship?
Yeah, absolutely. So earlier this year, we embarked on our first Reflect Reconciliation Action Plan. And one of the things that we were really committed to in terms of our steps to advancing reconciliation was really thinking about how can we use the platform that, you know, our business has as being, you know, a part of the kind of cultural fabric of storytelling within Australia and showing that. How can we use that platform to advance reconciliation through that plan? We didn't want to do things that were, kind of superficial or just tick box, and really wanted to do something that was going to have a more meaningful impact. So we started chatting with the AFTERS earlier this year, and I wasn't actually aware of their scholarship program. And we talked to them about the opportunity to look at a type of scholarship that would both be able to influence a First Nations student, but also really contribute to Australian filmmaking. You know, we've seen a huge decline in Australian films' contribution to the Australian box office over the last few years. So we really kind of saw that as an opportunity to say, okay, well, this is what we do as Hoyts. How can we actually influence filmmaking in Australia at the same time as having an impact on First Nations students as well?
And what will the Hoyts Group First Nations Scholarship cover? Like, do you mind going into a little bit about what the scholarship covers?
Yeah, sure. So the scholarship is open to students who are applying for the Bachelor of Arts Screen Production course from 2025. And what that does is cover, the scholarship will cover the full tuition of that course. The tuition fees are just over $50,000. And so we are working with the AFTERS to be able to support a student for full coverage of those tuition fees, as well as then an additional payment in that final year to be able to cover the travel costs for the recipient and their family to be able to attend the First Nations graduation and the AFTERS graduation. So that in tuition covers the 3 years of the production course.
And can you talk to us a bit about what this partnership means to Hoyts and being able to support our First Nations students within the TV and film sector?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we've certainly seen, particularly since about the year 2000, so in the last, 20 plus years, we've seen about a 60% decline in Australian films and those that are shown in on a theatrical stage. So we really, as a business, absolutely want to see more Australian films. We know that when we have a great Australian film, they do really well within the box office. So we absolutely want to contribute to that and look at ways where we can influence more great Australian films being made. And, you know, the AFTAs we know are one of the, you know, constantly recognised globally as a really great film school. So having the partnership with AFTAs and having that connection then to First Nations students, we really feel as though we'll be able to, you know, more, I guess, fully promote the, I guess, that more meaningful storytelling and certainly be able to share the cultural landscape of Australia.
And as you mentioned at the start of the interview, the Hoyts Group launched its first Reconciliation Action Plan this year. What other ways are Hoyts planning to support First Nations people through the RAP commitment?
Yeah, great. Thank you. We have throughout the course of this year so far, and then certainly looking into future years as we evolve our RAP, looking for ways that, again, we can amplify our current platform to be able to really share the work of First Nations people. So we, for example, have done screenings of some of the First Nations films, such as Sweet As or The New Boy, in line with National Reconciliation Week or NAIDOC Week. And we've also been a contributor to some of those events around NAIDOC Week, with having Hoyt stands and that kind of thing, where we've been able to work within the local community within those events as well. Another exciting partnership that we embarked on just at the end of last year is a relationship with a charity partner through the Fred Hollows Foundation. And that's something that really does work hand in hand with our Reconciliation Action Plan, and our overall vision for Hoyts is see the big picture. And so that sits really nicely in terms of that aligned commitment to fostering positive experiences for our communities, and certainly in line with the work that the Fred Hollows Foundation does as well. So whilst we're, you know, absolutely looking for more opportunities to be able to amplify our Reconciliation Action Plan through our current platform, we're certainly proud of the work that we've done already.
Yeah, awesome. And it's really great to, you know, have Hoyts do these amazing initiatives throughout the year and supporting First Nations people, especially within the industry. And finally, applications are now open for the scholarship. Are you able to talk a little bit about the application process and where people can go to find out a little bit more information?
Yeah, absolutely. So applications are currently open for the 2025 scholarship. They close on the 4th of November, and from there there will be a selection panel, which I'm really privileged to be able to be a part of, so that will be really fantastic. And what we'll be able to do then is work with the AFTAs to go through the criteria and be able to go through that selection process by the end of this year for that recipient to be able to start their program in early 2025. The full assessment criteria is available on the AFTAs website, as well as further information about the scholarship and what the scholarship entails.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Jodie, for joining me on NITV Radio to talk about this really great partnership with AFTAs. And thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.